Good morning, DFS Army. It's Craig Bennett, a.k.a. Cash Keg, here with another NBA First Look podcast, and it's March 1st, 2021. We have a nice seven-game slate on our hands. Hope you had a good weekend. Had some big winners over at DFS Army. Been kind of a heater with some of these guys on NBA. NASCAR crushed yesterday. Man, everyone seemed to win NASCAR over the last couple days. It's one of our best products that we have. But I'm also going to show you one of our winners we had last night. We had a 50K winner in NBA. I'd like to shout out some of these members that win like this and show you it can be done, the tools that we have. And if you come in and join us, use promo code CASHKEG, save yourself 10%, get the tools, and hopefully you can be up here winning some money as well. But with that, if you like these videos, hit that thumbs up button for me, subscribe to the channel, turn on the notifications so you know when I upload these videos, and let's just jump right into this and see what we got going on today. Again, like I said, had a big winner in NBA last night. Thought I'd give him a shout out. Little Mofo Fins, love the screen name here on DraftKings. And he ended up putting up a 50K spot here last night. So very good on him. Love to see these big winners from DFS Army. I think a couple days ago we had a 100K winner. It's been quite a bit of a heater over here for DFS Army. So again, if you want to join and see what we're all about, head on over and sign up. And with that, let's just dive right into this thing, man. It's nice seven gamer. It's not massive like we have on, most Mondays, but at the same time, it's a nice size slate. I like these 6 to 8 game slates. Not too small, not too big. You can really get in here and do your research. So, let's just dive into this again. I'll go through some injury news. I will build a sample DraftKings lineup. And at the very end, I will go back and build a FanDuel sample lineup. So if you stick with me till the end and you're a FanDuel player, I will build a FanDuel lineup as well. So as we go through this, let's start out with Dallas at Orlando. Dallas favored by 7, 223.5 over under. Kristaps Porzingis is probable. James Ennis is out for Orlando. So we'll start on the Dallas side. With Porzingis probable to play, I don't know how much love I want in this game. It does have a pretty decent, total, but I still think there's better games to attack on the slate than coming here. With Porzingis playing, it's going to take all the other front court guys out of play for me. I'm not really looking at playing in Kleba or Powell or Willie Cauley-Stein. All those guys are unplayable anymore. Kleba's 3,800 on FanDuel. He's priced over here 4,200 on DraftKings. He's a guy that I just never play. Just doesn't have the upside to win it for you. But it hurts other guys too when Porzingis plays. It hurts, Jalen Brunson, which I love playing. It hurts, playing a little bit of Josh Richardson or Tim Hardaway Jr. because, again, he's a 26% usage player, 1.24 fantasy points per minute, and he just sucks up a lot of that usage with these other guys that I like to target outside of Luka, and I just don't think we're actually going to get there at all. So it kind of sucks when he plays, but when he does, he's 8,200 on DraftKings. He's 7,800 on FanDuel. I think he's a decent play on FanDuel, but I'm only looking at playing Porzingis for Luka here. It's just when they're both playing, these other guys just don't tend to get there because they don't tend to get the run that they need or the usage that they need because everybody else is basically under 20% usage outside of Luka, Porzingis. Tim Hardaway Jr. is just a little bit over, a tad over 20%, but they just don't get there for me. So I'm not going to touch them here. They're all relatively cheap when it comes to Brunson, Richardson, Hardaway, or Finney Smith, but I can't really do it. Finney Smith plays probably the most minutes, but he's still only a 0.65 fantasy point per minute player and not a guy that I can really get on board with. He's up to 4,600 on FanDuel, 4,600 on DraftKings as well. And it's just kind of a fade here. I don't really want any of this. Over on the Orlando side, Vucevic is at 10-2 over on DraftKings. I'm sorry, on FanDuel, he's 9-8. Again, I don't think this is a place we have to go. If you're going to attack Dallas, to me, it's tack them down here low. Evan Fournier, 6,800 on FanDuel, 6,700 on DraftKings. A guy that can get hot and get you, into the 40s. 37, 16, 24, 47. But he's just kind of all over the map. I never like playing Evan Fournier. He's a 1.02 fantasy points for the season. His minutes are going to be in the low 30s. You know, them being a dog, it's just not a good spot for any of these guys, really. Terrence Ross, 5,300 on FanDuel, 6,400 on DraftKings. All these guys are overpriced on DraftKings. It's just a full fade on here. FanDuel, you can maybe get behind a Terrence Ross or a Vooch just at their prices. Terrence Ross is cheap at 5,300. And if he catches fire and he gets you, you know, 35 or 40, he could be in the optimal. But, you know, Carter Williams, 4,400 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. Another kind of deal here. You know, it's going to play in the, you know, mid 20s, low 30s minutes. But at the same time, you can't play him on DraftKings at 5,400. You could take a stab at him maybe if you needed a last piece in cash games. But I don't think the upside there is for tournaments. And then Al-Farouq Aminu, you know, since he's been back, he's 3,700 on FanDuel. He's 3,800 on DraftKings. He's been starting, but just the minutes have been in the low 20s. And if they continue to be there, he just doesn't really have the upside to take you to the next level. So, guys, I don't really like here. A game I'm kind of be off. I know it's only a 7-game slate, but at the same time, I don't love this game. So I'm kind of move on here. Indy at Philly. Got a lot of question marks in this game. Jeremy Lamb is questionable. Malcolm Brogdon is questionable. Tobias Harris is questionable. And Joel Embiid is questionable. These are a lot of guys that have a lot of usage, a lot of guys that would have to be replaced with a lot of usage. So if we're going to look at some guys to play here, if Malcolm Brogdon actually did sit, TJ McConnell is 6,100 on DraftKings, 6,100 on FanDuel. Played 46 minutes against the New York Knicks, put up 46 fantasy points, and Brogdon was out that game. So if Brogdon sits again, I think you got to look at TJ McConnell. We're going to throw him in here just as like, hey, he's going to sit. So I'm going to throw him in this lineup. Again, if Brogdon plays, I don't want to pay $6,100 for TJ McConnell, but definitely you can look at playing him if he does sit. So we're going to need this news. It's a 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time start, so we'll know before lock. But for the sake of this video, I'm going to put him in here and just consider him out. Same thing, you know, if there's no Jeremy Lamb as well, all these guys are going to pick up a few more minutes here. So we can look at Holiday, McDermott, you know, Turner. Sabonis is just going to have a ton of usage if Brogdon's not out there as well. Only put up 35 fantasy points in 36 minutes, but only shot 10 times, but still almost had himself a triple-double. But going up against Philly, if we had no Embiid on the other side, Sabonis would just eat Howard alive. I just can't see anyone that's going to stop Sabonis. If Embiid is in there, though, I do worry about the matchup a little bit. But, you know, Sabonis has been, you know, he's expensive on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's only 9,600. So I love that. And he plays power forward over there where you got to play two of them. But on DraftKings at 10-1, it's pretty pricey. I would much rather just go McConnell because there's more meat left on the bone. But again, we need this news to really make a sound decision on this. But we could have a lot of value here on the Indy side. If we do this open up, I'm just going to put McConnell in this lineup, but there could be more value here in these other guards and the Holidays and the McDermott's, depending on the Lamb and Brogdon news. Over on the Philly side, again, really hard to make these decisions without knowing the Philly news and what Embiid is going to do and what Harris is going to do, because it changes everything drastically. If Embiid is out, then we're going to get Dwight Howard and Bradley here. Howard is 3,500. Again, I'm just going to build it like these guys are out. If they play, well, we'll change some things up. But Howard is going to be pretty chalky at 3,500. But if he's going to play, you know, in the 20 minutes, he can get there for sure. Going up against Turner, I ain't worried about that at all. So Ben Simmons would almost be a must. You know, I mean, this game is a 223.5 over-under, Philly favored by 5. So it's really hard to read even the line what these guys are going to do if they're going to play or not. But, yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons without these other guys, the usage would be massive. But it's not the best matchup against Indy. But at the same time, there's a ton of usage. So I'll throw them in this lineup and just consider these guys just being out. We can mess around as we go through and as we're building here. But there's going to be a lot of things open up. Korkmaz would probably get the start. You know, Howard. We could see Milton. Milton would be a fantastic play without these guys on here. He's 4,500 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 4,400. He'd be a cash lock for me. If he plays in 30 minutes with Milton, Milton's been right at a 0.88 fantasy points per minute, 23% usage rate. So that would even go a little bit higher if he's in there. You know, Simmons would probably have to play a little bit more down on the blocks too, like he's been, but he still had the ball in his hands a ton. So we could look at Shake Milton as well in this match. I'll just put him in a shooting guard here as we're going through. But again, can't make a decision on any of this. It's an early look. I wish I had a little bit more definite answers for you. But again, we're almost 12 hours before lock here. And that's why you got to be all on top of the news of the NBA with COVID and everything else going on. It's just, it gets crazy. So not going to go in this too much detail. All these guys are going to be opened up if these two aren't going to play. You know, like I said, Milton, Howard, Simmons, probably my favorite. But then, like, you know, Seth Curry is going to have to shoot a ton more. Danny Green could get hot. I don't really like playing Korkmaz or Thybulle, but Korkmaz at 3,700 on DraftKings, 3,500 on FanDuel. He's 0.72 fantasy points per minute. He could possibly get there. So you're going to want a piece of this game if these guys are out. I will say that. Let's move on over to the Denver at Chicago game. This game is 230 over under with Denver favored by 5.5. Still no Paul Millsap, still no Jamichael Green, and no Gary Harris on the Denver side. So, you know, man, Jokic should be able to just absolutely eat here against Chicago. Chicago's front court is horrendous. 11K on FanDuel, 10.8 on DraftKings. You're going to pay for him, but we might have the value here in some of this Philly Indy game. If we do have that open up, Jokic, man, he could just absolutely smash Chicago. The spread is close enough where, you know, this could be a game that we could target some. So Jokic is going to be definitely one of my favorite center options. You know, Carter Jr. ain't going to have nothing for him. Jamal Murray, 8,500 on FanDuel. He is 8,900 on DraftKings. Had some big games in him. The OKC game where they smashed him only put up 37. Before that, 55, 49, 45, 68, 61. If it's a close game, he's probably going to have something to do with it. But again, like we talk about that front court still being weak, Michael Porter Jr., 6,500 on FanDuel. Love that price tag. He's probably going to be in my cash lineup for sure. Over here on DraftKings, 7K. Priced up a little bit here. Don't love that. Still going to be in play here, but it depends on the rest of your lineup construction on DraftKings. On FanDuel, though, where you got to play two small forwards, probably going to be into one of those. Will Barton, 4,900 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. And then Monte Morris, 4,800 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. These are the kind of guys I would look at. I'm not going to look at any of these other guys down here on a slate this size. But again, with no Green, no Millsap, they're going to have to play a ton of Porter. So I don't mind throwing him in there. It's just he's a cheaper price on FanDuel, and you got to love that. So no problem playing Porter, you know, 35, 37, 30, 18, 32. So he's been around that 30-point mark with these guys out. And again, Chicago is horrendous in the front court, so no problem playing him. But I would probably just lean on Jokic on DraftKings and on FanDuel. I think you could play them both in the same lineup, honestly. Over on the Chicago side, Denver hasn't been the best defensive team, you know, this year at all either. So I think you can attack them here. if you notice all of the out here, this game was postponed yesterday. So the Chicago game is. So that's why you see all these guys out. DraftKings just have not, what do you want to say, updated their tags. And that's why you shouldn't be getting your injury news from DraftKings anyways. As you come over to DFS Army, we have a news channel that we give you the news and let you know what's going on. But again, it's early in the day. But that Toronto-Chicago game was canceled or postponed yesterday. That's why you see all these guys out. They are not all out today. LaVine, 9,500 on DraftKings, 9,300 on FanDuel. A great tournament bring back on Jokic, but I don't think at that price, even though he's going to be super aggressive with no Lauri Markkanen in there, I don't think I'm going to play him in cash games at that price. Temple's cheap still, 4,200 on FanDuel, 4,400 on DraftKings. Still getting the start, still playing in the 30s. It's not a great match. I mean, it's not a guy that I'm trying to shove in there, but if he fits in that small forward slot and I want to bring back with Porter Jr., I'm okay with that in cash games, but Kobe White's still too cheap. 5,900 on DraftKings, 6,300 on DraftKings, 5,900 on FanDuel. Been playing really well. 30, 35, 45, 32 over his last four. I think there's more meat left on the bone with a Kobe White than there is LaVine. I mean, LaVine, you're paying almost 3K more for on both sites. So Kobe White, no problem playing here. We might shove him into this lineup, actually. He's a little bring back. If this game's going to stay close, it's probably because on the back of of Coby White. So Thad Young, 6,600 on FanDuel. Don't like that price tag. 6,100 on DraftKings. The minutes kind of all over the place with Carter Jr. back. So Carter Jr. himself, 6,500 on FanDuel, 5,800 on DraftKings. Had a couple big games there, but I don't think I want to play him against Jokic. Jokic can pull him away from the basket, and I just don't love it. You know, he's more of the big post defender, so I'm not too excited about that. And then everybody else, I'm not really going to look at playing. I'm going to stay on the same guys here. But Coby White's just way underpriced here, and a guy that I would look at bringing back some of my Denver guys. Let's move on to Utah at the Pelicans. Utah favored by 7, 235 over under. Mike Conley is in, and J.J. Redick is questionable here. It's Utah's just been on an unbelievable tear this year. Great team. You know, with Conley back in, it takes away the Ingles love that we had as a core play the other day. Anytime you have Conley out, fire up Joe Ingles and fire up Clarkson, especially Ingles, because the assist rate goes up. I actually had a prop that hit. So if you want to see some of my props, I'm going to do a couple prop videos, but a lot of my props, I do post them over on our sister site, Sportsbet Army, and you can see that link below if you want to sign up and get some of those prop bets. But yeah, anytime Conley's out, you fire up Ingles, assist prop or assist point prop, just because it's always going to be pretty low. But Mike Conley, 6,500 on DraftKings. He's priced over on FanDuel at 6,200. Been a 1.09 fantasy point per minute, 24% usage rate. Again, I think there's meat left on the bone at this price. Mitchell's more of a tournament option at 8,600 on DraftKings and 8,300 on FanDuel. Conley, to me, is more of the cash play. The cash and tournament play at the price. So even if you wanted to play Conley and White together here, I think that's a way to go. I prefer McConnell as the top guy if Brogdon is out, just because they're going to have to play a ton of minutes, and I feel more confident with that. But like all these guys, McConnell, White, Conley, maybe you want to play a three guard lineup and then not play Jokic in this one and do something a little bit different. That's a way to go. Or I think here, let me see. We didn't want to play Milton. Yeah, we can play Coby White at the shooting guard position and move Milton off here if we wanted to. But there's a lot of way to go. We got to figure out that Indy Philly news first. So Gobert, 7,400 on DraftKings, 7,700 on FanDuel. I'm fine playing him as well. I'm not too excited to about playing O'Neal, Bogdanovic, Ingles, really, when Conley's back. I'm going to mainly focus on these top three, and then Clarkson off the bench. 6,400 is a little expensive. 5,900 on FanDuel is a little bit better. But I think it's just Conley here for me and kind of moving on. I guess you could look at Bogdanovic on FanDuel. He's 4,800. Still going to play big minutes, and if his shot starts falling, you could get there, but nobody that I'm going to try to force in. Over on the Pelican side, Zion's up to 9K now, but man, he's been on a little bit of a heater here. Been really consistent. 49, 54, 49, 48 over his last four minutes are just great. 35, 37, 31, and 40. Going against the Pelicans, though, I mean, let's get real here. I know Rudy, you know, the Stifle Tower, wherever you want to call that stick, he's a good defender around the rim. But Zion can body that guy and just boot him out of the stinking lane. I mean, he's just a tall stick, and Zion is not. He is thick. So if you want to play some Zion here, if this game stays close, I have no problem playing Williams here. 9K on DraftKings, no thank you. On FanDuel, 8,900, again, just because of the pricing softer, I think he's easier to fit in. Brandon Ingram, 7,800 on DraftKings. On FanDuel, 8,400 on DraftKings. These guys are just overpriced on DraftKings. I don't love them here at all. Lonzo Ball, 6,800 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. Again, one of those things I think more of a FanDuel play. All these guys on FanDuel seem to be like tournament options, not cash guys, but guys that'll be low and because they're going up against Utah. But if the game stays close, we saw Miami come in here and beat them. And, it is doable. Bledsoe, 5,300 on both sites. Can't really go there. Josh Hart, again, like I said, he's got 40 burgers in him from time to time. 4,800 on FanDuel at that small forward position. I like him in tournaments just because you got to play two of them. On DraftKings, though, at 5K. I'm just basically a stay away here. Steven Adams, though, at 5,300 on DraftKings. He's probably, or 5,400 on DraftKings. 5,500 on FanDuel. He's probably the one guy I would look at playing going up against Rudy. So if I was going to pick one guy here to play on DraftKings, it would probably be Adams. But if we had Embiid out, I'm probably going to play Howard, and I'm probably going to play Jokic. So I don't think I'll have room for him. but he would be the one guy I would look at on DraftKings. And on FanDuel, like I said, Lonzo Ball, Zion, those are the guys I would probably look at over there on FanDuel. Move on to the next game. We have Brooklyn at San Antonio. A lot of injury news in this game as well. 234.5 over under. Brooklyn only favored by 3.5. Jeff Green is questionable. Kevin Durant is still out. You know, I don't think he's supposed to return until after the All-Star break, so which is coming up soon. Luau Cabarro, he's questionable. Tyler Johnson is probable. And then on Spurs, all these guys are still out COVID-wise. You know, Rudy Gay, Vassell, Weatherspoon, White, they're all out. And then Kellen Johnson is actually questionable. So we could see him, in this lineup here. But again, Brooklyn doesn't really play any defense. It's a really nice over-under here. So there's some ways we can look at it. Harden, 11K on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 10-7. Love the price over here on FanDuel for him. DraftKings, it really depends. Like, if you're going to go Jokic, you're not going to be able to fit in Harden. So I guess it depends on how you're going to go here. Like, if with Irving back, this game being close, you might want to lean more on Harden than you are Jokic, even though Jokic is in a great matchup. Or maybe you want to do is go Jokic and Harden and get off Ben Simmons, which I'm perfectly fine with doing as well. So there's different ways you can go about that. Kyrie Irving, 9,100 on Draft or FanDuel. I'm sorry, 9,100 on DraftKings. Again, I don't mind playing both of these guys. 9K on FanDuel if you want to go that route. No problem there. Again, Harden struggled a little bit in this last game when it was just him with Irving sitting. And then all these other guys. I think with both the big two playing, where they're going to be over 30% usage, nobody else is going to get the usage. They're all kind of just secondary plays. Bruce Brown at 5,100 on FanDuel, 5,400 on DraftKings. Just a guy I can't really get to when these guys are playing. Joe Harris, 4,700 on FanDuel, 5,600 on DraftKings. I can't do it. On FanDuel, I could probably get there at 4,700. You know, he hasn't had any monster games, but if he gets hot from three, he's a guy we can look at. But I think it's just you focus on the big two here with Harden and Irving and then kind of move on. Over on the Spurs side, again, a lot of these guys are out. So, you know, I kind of was looking at a prop this morning I might throw in and do a video or throw it in our Sports Bet Army channel here this morning that I think we could probably jump on. DeRozan, 8,400 on DraftKings, 8,400 on FanDuel. I'm sorry, 8K on FanDuel. I don't like the price on DraftKings that much, but FanDuel, a shooting guard, I don't mind throwing him out there. DeJounte Murray, 8,400 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. I think you're going to want a piece of this game on the Spurs side, you know. You know, them going up against Brooklyn, that doesn't play a lot of defense, that gets up and down the court. I think there's going to be some value here we can look at. With DeRozan back, though, it does hurt all these other guys. It does hurt Mills. 4,700, can't pay that. Can't pay 5K for Lonnie Walker for sure. 4,200 on FanDuel, I can see playing some Lonnie Walker on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, I can't do it. I think what you're going to look at, LMA, same kind of thing, 6,200 on DraftKings, I can't do it. FanDuel, though, at 5,600, I can kind of get behind that. Pirtle at 6,600, I can't do it. So DraftKings are all kind of overpriced, except for Murray. He'd be the one guy I would consider here. 45, 51, 55, his last three. He's just a guy I would look at playing. Same with DeRozan. I think those are the two I'm looking at. More so DeRozan on FanDuel, and then DeRozan and Murray, I should say, on FanDuel. And then on DraftKings, I would play just more Murray. But I do like DeRozan as small forward and power forward eligible on DraftKings. So he's a guy I think you can consider because of that. But you're going to want to bring back here if you're throwing Harden in this lineup. And if it stays close, those are the two guys that are probably going to have a chance to get you a 50 burger. They are priced up where you need almost 50 out of them. So it's not like you're getting a value out of them. Like I said, and on FanDuel, I think you can look at playing Alani Walker just because he's only 4,200. And Patty Mills, same thing. He's only 3,900. And even though the DeRozan's back, Mills is still going to have his same usage off the bench. And he's a 0.80 fantasy points per minute for the season and a little over 20% usage. So when he's in there, he's chucking and he's doing things for the team, assists and everything else. So on FanDuel, these guys are priced a little bit more where I might have more of them, more so than on DraftKings, where they're kind of all priced up. And just focus on those two. Let's head on over to Cleveland at Houston. Boy, Houston is a pathetic excuse of a team recently. They got bodied by Memphis yesterday for like, lost by like 50, something ridiculous. I mean, let's just look here. They lost 84 to 133 yesterday. I mean, how pathetic is that? Going up against Cleveland, I guess you're going to get right and beat a team. I guess it's, it could be Cleveland here. But Houston's favored by 4, 217.5 over-under. Torian Prince is in. Chetty Osman is questionable. Kevin Love's out. He's been out forever. Christian Wood on the Houston side's out. John Wall is doubtful. Oladipo is in. So probably not see any John Wall. Probably going to be all of Victor Oladipo here. And again, going up against Cleveland, you could probably look at playing him. But on the Cleveland side, again, Houston sucks. They don't have no big men at all. And this is a decision we got to make as well. So as we're building through this lineup and I'm looking at it, I'm like, man, what am I going to do here? I got Harden. I got to figure out what I'm going to do. I want to play him. But then I got Milton. I like, if those guys are out, well, we might have to move a few things around here. See here, Kobe White. Yeah, let's move. Bear with me 1 second here. Let's go back and make Kobe White a shooting guard. And then let's go back over here and make Harden a point guard. Because when we get to Cleveland, and they don't have any big men, man. The only big man they got is Patton, and he is not a good player. And we have Jared Allen, 8,500 on FanDuel, or DraftKings, 7,900 on FanDuel. On FanDuel, that's your center play, man. Houston has nobody. He's already played him once. Put up a 61 burger in 37 minutes. I mean, they don't have anybody. I want all the Jared Allen I can get here. Now, if you look at this, if I throw Allen in here and I have Harden, you're going to struggle a little bit here. So you probably have to get rid of Ben Simmons if you're going to play Harden. But Harden and Allen, man, you got to kind of like this combo a little bit. Maybe I want to go back to San Antonio, and I talked about DeRozan. If we throw DeRozan in here, still, we got to find 2-3K players, which makes it very difficult to do. So like I said, there's it's going to be hard to fit this in. Maybe if we don't go Harden and we want to look at some other guys here on the guard side. And I said, we remember we were talking about a couple of the guards that we did like. Maybe we go Mike Conley here and don't play Harden and kind of go more balanced, where guys that have shots at 40 plus at 6K, that could kind of put us over. And we have a little bit better build here. So this is a way we can go as well. Again, on the Cleveland side, though, it is all Jared Allen for me. Houston has nobody for him. On FanDuel, just lock him in, 7,900. Should crush here against them. They just don't have anybody. They play small, and it's like Allen is a big, man. The fro's going to get loose. The fro's going to smash. He's going to block. He's going to rebound. He's going to put back. He's just the kind of guy we're looking at. Sexton, 7,100 on DraftKings, or 7,100 FanDuel, 7,500 on DraftKings. Not too excited about that. I'm just mainly on Jared Allen here. Garland, 6,400 on FanDuel, 6,900 on DraftKings. I don't like these prices. This is basically a full fade for me here. With Prince back, it kind of screws up Wendler, Wade, all these guys. So if Prince plays at 4,100, he could be interesting, I guess, if we know he's going to start and get minutes. But other than that, I'm not super excited about playing most of these guys. It's just basically Allen and moving on for me here. On the Houston side, like kind of like we talked about, Oladipo is 7,700 on DraftKings. Over here on FanDuel, he's 7,600. Love the price over on FanDuel. But again, no John Wall. So these guys are going to have to shoot. Eric Gordon, 6,300. Another 6K guy we can look at playing here. So there's a lot of these 6K guards that we can look at playing here. 5,300 on FanDuel is just so cheap. They're going to need the scoring. It's going to be him and Oladipo. Jayshon Tate, 5,100 on FanDuel. So cheap. 5,900 on DraftKings. But they're going to need him and going to need, you know, with Allen playing, they're just going to need him. You know, they have Patton, but they haven't been playing him a ton of minutes. Patton, though, center eligible on FanDuel, 3,500, 3,200 on DraftKings. You know, he put up 20 in 26 minutes. You know, he's just, they're going to need his size against Allen, but I don't know how many minutes Silas is actually going to give him. Like, this team's been such a dumpster fire. I think what you're going to look at just playing Oladipo or Gordon here. Tate's more of a tournament option. Same thing with Patton. Those would be the guys I look at. Nwaba's always interesting as a tournament option off the bench. Don't play PJ Tucker. 4,300 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. Plays a ton of minutes. Dude's 0.51 fantasy points per minute. 0.51. That's how pathetic he is as a fantasy player. Daniel House is interesting on FanDuel, 4,500. He should see a ton of minutes and an uptick here as well. 5,700 on DraftKings. But again, with no Wall out there, a competitive game against Cleveland, I think he's an interesting play we could look at playing. I might slide him in this lineup. Him or Tate. I kind of like one of these two guys, Tate or House. House probably has more minutes Tate is the higher fantasy point producer. So I like these prices all on FanDuel. They're all dirt cheap on FanDuel. You're going to want to get some Houston on FanDuel. Hopefully people will be off them because they just got their butts kicked against Memphis. But I would look at playing one of these guys or a couple of these guys as you look at building your lineup. So I think in pertaining to this lineup, I'm going to decide to go house here, but I think you could go Tate. No problem here. But yeah, you're definitely going to want a piece of this Houston action with these guys out going up to Cleveland. And Allen's my Cleveland guy, and Houston is probably any one of Oladipo, Gordon. Really depends on the rest of your lineup, but there's a lot of 6K guards here that I like on DraftKings. And let's go to the last game, the nightcap here. Island game, 10:30 p.m. Eastern start time. I mean, it is Charlotte at Portland, 235.5 over under. Portland favored by 7.5. Gordon Hayward is questionable. Devontae Graham is questionable. Cody Zeller is questionable. And over on Portland side, Harry Giles is still out. So on Charlotte, again, we're kind of hopefully we get a little bit more news going on because, again, if we have no Hayward, we have no Graham, we have no Zeller, we can go right back to well here with LaMelo Ball. 8,700 on DraftKings, pretty expensive, but it's a good matchup against Portland. 7,900 on FanDuel, love that price tag. But, again, if we don't have no Gordon Hayward, if we don't have any Graham, those guys were out last night. I think that, you know, there's a good chance that they could sit again. And if they do sit, I have no problem playing him. Terry Rozier, though, man, 8K on DraftKings, I can't get there. 6,800 on FanDuel, I can. But again, no Zeller. PJ Washington, love him. 6,200 on DraftKings. Had a monster game last night. 6,200 on FanDuel. His rebound rates go way up. Over the last two games with no Zeller, 9 and 10. Put up 66 fantasy points up against Sacramento, 43 against Golden State. Again, he's going to be a core play if we don't have any Zeller, so you can fit him right in there. So we can get rid of House and be like, well, let's throw in Washington here. And then Malik Monk, another great play that we can look at playing, 5,500 on DraftKings. And he's 4,900 on FanDuel. If we don't have any Gordon Hayward, Monk's going to be doing a lot of that scoring in the second unit. 32, 33, 40, 29 over his last four. Decent price, great price on FanDuel, decent price on DraftKings. Need some of these guys to be out to be playable, but definitely right in there. I don't want to go Biombo. I'm not going to go the Martin brothers. I don't really want any other part of this stuff. I would focus more on if these guys are out, PJ Washington, Malik Monk, then Ball, then Rozier. That's how I would rank these guys. Over on the Portland side, again, great matchup for them as well. I mean, going up against Charlotte on a back-to-back, 3-4. Portland hasn't played in a while. So Damian Lillard, 10-1 on FanDuel, 10-4 on DraftKings. Always going to be in play. Love him more on FanDuel just because you're playing two of them and there's just more value to get up to him. Enes Kanter, another cheap center on FanDuel. You know, might have a little bit of him if I'm not going all in on Allen. So maybe a Kanter and Allen combo. But yeah, I mean, Kanter should be able to do whatever he wants to against this team. If no Zeller's not in there, they just don't have the size for him. 7,200 on DraftKings is a little expensive for me, especially when we talked about, you know, if we can play Howard and Allen, I just prefer more. And I don't mind going to Allen Kanter if Embiid is in. And then Gary Trent Jr., 6K on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. Again, I love that price on FanDuel as well. Rocco, 5,800 on FanDuel, 5,700 on DraftKings. Another guy I think that you can play. But again, I'd much rather go to PJ Washington. Rocco's kind of all over the place. Only been 0.77 fantasy points per minute for the season. Super low usage rate at like 11%. And then you get all the fringe guys for Portland. You know, is it going to be Derek Jones at 5,300 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings? I hate that price on DraftKings. Or is it going to be Melo at 5,200 on DraftKings, 5K on FanDuel? It's hard to get into a lot of these guys just because when they're basically fully healthy with Junior and Melo and Rocco, it's just the Lillard show. It's Lillard and Kanter and Trent Jr. Those are the guys that are going to be doing most of the shooting, and those are the minutes that I feel the most secure about. Rocco's minutes are secure, just his production is not. So with that, I mean, that's kind of the seven-game breakdown. You know, got one spot left here. You can go. Like I said, there looks to be a lot of 6K guards on DraftKings that you can look at. You're going to – you know, they're kind of priced up for the Brooklyn-San Antonio game, so you might not get a ton of that game, but I would get a piece of it on each side if I could. And then, again, I love the spot for Allen again. Just he showed it before. He can smash. And then, like, PJ Washington, same kind of thing. Put up that massive – he's going to be super popular, but if Zeller's out again – you know, Portland's not a good team, and he should be able to do pretty well, and he's not priced up enough with the role he is going to play. So that's the DraftKings side. Let's head on over real quick to FanDuel. Like I said, I thought I would do a FanDuel lineup for you FanDuel guys out there and kind of just feel out the build that we're kind of looking at going here. So I think the big thing here for me on FanDuel starting at center, I think you're making a decision here. You're either going like a cancer going up against Charlotte, or you're looking like going to Jared Allen. I'm going to go Jared Allen because I think there's 60-plus point upside here. We've seen it in the past, so I'm going to look at going that route. Over on the point guard side, you know, Simmons is in play for sure. I don't like Luka here. Irving is going to be in play as well. Simmons, it really depends on me with that Philly news, so we're kind of have to wait on that. DeJounte Murray, I like his price over here. Jamal Murray, no problem playing him. LaMelo Ball, I probably want to play him regardless at that price point. But like we talked about, there's Conley down here. There's TJ McConnell. There's White. There's a ton of these guys that I love that have upside. I'm going to throw TJ McConnell in this one, and this would be if Brogdon is out, but that's a good price tag on him. And like I said, I love Conley and I love White here. So we don't have to go Ball, but I think there might be some value we can get at. At the shooting guard position, it's pretty easy. The first guy I'm going to plug in is Eric Gordon. If you're playing cash games at 5,300, going up against Cleveland, there's no John Wall, there's no Wood. It's going to be Oladipo. It's going to be Eric Gordon here. So on cash games, you're probably looking at playing him. You're probably pairing him up with Harden. In tournaments, though, I think I would look at Oladipo. I think I would look at DeRozan. I don't think you have to go to Harden. So maybe we'll, at this lineup, maybe we'll build and we'll throw Oladipo here. Maybe you want to go both shooting guards. I'm fine with that. Or maybe you want to say, let's play Oladipo in tournaments and skip Gordon. Because I think the cash combo is going to be Harden and Gordon. But I think your tournament combo, like going Oladipo, DeRozan's interesting. Just because it's going to be so different. If we get some news that we can play Terry Rozier at 6,800, I like that as well going up against Portland. So there's other options you can go at here at shooting guard to get different off of some of the chalk. Down here at small forward, again, I kind of mentioned some of the guys that I like. Price-wise, though, you know, Porter Jr., 6,500. I like that. And we're probably going to have to pair him with a cheaper guy. Like I said, if we have no Hayward again, love going right back to Monk. Like I said, Monk's been a monster here, putting up 31, 28, 38, 27 over his last four. The minutes are going to be there for him if those guys sit. So I love him. Daniel House, I like going to Daniel House with these guys out. He's going to play monster minutes as well. I'm going to put Monk in this lineup, but you can play a Monk and a House if you want to, if you don't want to play Porter Jr. But I think I want a piece of that front court going up against the Bulls, and Porter Jr. is a little bit cheaper than going to Jokic in this lineup. And then power forward. Again, I think a lot of people are going to go back to PJ Washington, which is completely understandable with what he did last night with that 60 burger. And then going up against Portland, and if they don't have Zeller, I'm going to go right back to him. It just sucks. That's a late game. We might not have that news, so you might have to backload your lineups a little bit because you're going to want PJ Washington if Zeller is out in this matchup. And then you're left around this 4,900 mark. And I think where you go here is you're looking at either a Patrick Williams or an O'Neal. Patrick Williams is probably pretty cheap. Don't have the upside really, but if you're looking to build a cash lineup, you might look at playing him. And like I said, there's other ways to go here. Like if we want to come back up here and say, okay, well, I need some savings here, Keg. You're not freaking helping me out any. Let's throw Kobe White in this one and we get 6,900. Where does that leave us at? See, Thad Young doesn't do any for me. I need to get up to a Zion or the Unicorn here at 7,800 if I'm going to really, really love my lineups and really want to play them. So there's just kind of directions you want to go if you're thinking about tournaments, you're thinking about cash. Like I said, Harden and Gordon should be the cash version, but I do like this DeRozan Oladipo to get a little different. Or more you go Oladipo, Gordon is fine. And so maybe you want to take DeRozan out of this and you're like, okay, well, I still want to go Gordon. I'm fine playing both of them. Then it gets you up where you're 9,600, where you can slide into Sabonis here or a Williamson. So again, there's lots of ways to go here on the slate. It's kind of fun for a seven gamer. You know, point guard seems to be loaded. Shooting guard seems to be loaded. Center is pretty easy for me. Like I said, there's only a couple plays I want. And then power forward, I'm either going up or I'm coming down to like PJ Washington. So it's interesting seven gamer. I hope this helps. Again, if you like this video, hit that thumbs up button for me. Subscribe to the channel and turn that notification bell on so you know when I post these videos. And I'm going to dig in a little bit and bring back the prop bets for today. So look out for that video. And again, we'll have more for you. And again, if you're not a member of DFS Army, head on over to sign up using promo code CashGake. Save 10%. As you see, we saw Mofo Dolphins winning 50K last night and all the NASCAR wins. I didn't pull them up, but there was just a ton of people taking down NASCAR tournaments. But again, hope to have you over there. I appreciate each and every one of you taking the time to hang out with me. And again, I'll see you on the flip side. Deuces.